Good evening, Europe!
Good evening, music lovers, and welcome to Forest FM 92.3. I'm your host, Kieran Aritutiat. I'm with you until 6 p.m, playing you some of the greatest tunes from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Nicole from Germany. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my Eurovision winning song from 1982. Ein bisschen Frieden, a little peace. Enjoy.
And a little piece there, representing Germany at the 1982 Eurovision Song Contest there in Harrogate, Yorkshire, United Kingdom. Yes, one of the best-loved Eurovision winners of all time. And believe it or not, that was Germany's first win at Eurovision. Now, they've been participating since day dot from 1956. And they had the two entries that year, too. But since then, nothing, you know, and up until 1982 they had a couple of top three hits, quite a few with Katja Epstein, I remember, and Mary Russe, and list goes on, of course, but I absolutely love that song and it warms my heart, and especially in the times that we are going through, you know, we do need to sort of like lift our spirits up a little bit, don't we? I think so, especially when it comes to Eurovision, knowing that it didn't take place last night. Yeah, sad, but what a beautiful show. I'm going to actually break the fourth wall here. I'm recording this on Saturday, so and it was before the actual contest of Eurovision come together and Europe shines a light. But don't worry, we will go into in-depth about it all next week. Don't panic. But we got requests, dedications coming out of our ears today. Wonderful stuff. It's lovely to hear from each and every one of you. And also, I want you to get in contact as well if you haven't already. In some way, I'll be there on Twitter, of course. Our Twitter handle is at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase. Oh yes, and also you can send us a cheeky little email, which a few people have done recently, which is lovely to hear from you. It is escshowcase@gmail.com. So I want to play you now a entry from the 1956 contest, and it is the German entry once again. And I, personally, to me, this is my winner of 1956, the German entry. Yes. Now, Lissassia won with Refrain. Obviously, legendary song and a legendary woman, of course, who tried multiple times and did after winning in 1957 and 58 for Switzerland. But she also tried in 2012, would you believe? That was bizarre. Anyways, we're going to go and listen to Germany 1982. And this was their, I think it was their first song. It's called So Geht die Nacht by Freddie Quinn, a very German name. And So Geht die Nacht means it's like that every night. And it sounds like rocking around the clock. It really does. See what you think. Here's Germany, 1956.
Am Sonntag mit Jimmy, am Montag mit Jack, am Dienstag, da gehst du mit Johnny weg. So geht das jede Nacht,
so geht das jede Nacht,
so geht das jede Nacht,
so geht das jede Nacht.
Das hätte ich nie, nie, nie von dir gedacht. Ich schenk dir Blumen und fahr dich ins Büro, führ deine Mutter jeden Sonntag in den Zoo. Doch dich bringt am Mittwoch der Billy nach Haus, am Donnerstag gehst du mit Tommy aus. So geht das jede Nacht,
so geht das jede Nacht,
so geht das jede Nacht,
so geht das jede Nacht.
Das hätte ich nie, nie, nie von dir gedacht. Damals als Baby schon geliebt, jetzt hab ich Boogie und den Cha-Cha-Cha geübt. Doch du kannst am Freitag mit Ben, Samstag mit einem, den ich nicht mal kenn. So geht das jede Nacht,
so geht das jede Nacht,
so geht das jede Nacht,
so geht das jede Nacht.
Das hätte ich nie, nie, nie von dir gedacht. Doch wenn du gedacht hast, ich sitze zu Haus, ich geh jeden Tag mit ner anderen aus. So geht das jede Nacht,
so geht das jede Nacht,
so geht das jede Nacht,
so geht das jede Nacht.
Das hättest du nie, nie, nie von mir gedacht.
Hi, this is Brotherhood of Man.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is Save Your Kisses for Me.
Though it hurts to go away, it's impossible to stay. But there's one thing I must say before I go. I love you.
I love you.
You know, I'll be thinking of you in most everything I do. Now the time is moving on, and I really should be gone. But you keep me hanging on for one more smile. I love you,
I love you,
all the while. With your cute little way, will you promise that you'll
Sweet and amazing and just truly awesome. The Brotherhood of Man, Save Your Kisses for Me, the United Kingdom Eurovision winner in 1976 in The Hague of the Netherlands. It's a beautiful city. If you've never been to The Hague, you must go. Myself and Rob went last Christmas time, just before Christmas, and loved it. It's such a beautiful place and really stunning. So yeah, what a great place to host Eurovision. But my goodness me, I love the Brotherhood of Man. I've got a couple of their greatest hits albums because they've released a couple. And I love absolutely everything that they have done. Honestly, Figaro, Andio, oh my gosh, My Sweet Rosalie. I think Sweet Rosalie was the follow-up to that, if I remember rightly. And again, same type of thing, the same type of structure of the song, I would say. And it was just sweet, fun, light-hearted. Miss a little bit of that these days, you know, for obvious reasons. Lockdown, yeah. Anyways, it sounds like a pay-per-view of a wrestling event, doesn't it, really? Almost. Anyways, I think there was TNA, probably. Yeah, anyway. Right, we're moving swiftly on, of course. We got some brand new music now, yes. Now, these lovely ladies should have represented Sweden at this year's contest, which if it wasn't cancelled. Anyway, and and this song is awesome too. Now, the Mummers were going to be representing Sweden with the song Move, and they performed their brand new single on Friday night on SVT, so the Swedish broadcasting channel. And so at the towards the end of their sort of their Eurovision celebration, where they picked their Eurovision winner, which was Iceland as well, yeah. Daddy Freya with Thinking About Things. So that was awesome. But this is the Mummers brand new single. It's available on iTunes, Spotify, etc., etc., of course, wherever you get your music. It is called Let It Be. Yes, and it's not the Beatles song. Yes. Okay, so here is the Mummers. Let It Be.
We all got those days when the troubles we're facing are so close to breaking us down. Things will get better, it won't last forever. We'll stand here together, doing it all for love. When times get
we won't give up. Hello guys, this is Imri from Israel. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, I Feel Alive. Enjoy.
The secret of my life is never giving up. Now I'm close to you. Walking through the stars brings me to the start. When I want with you. I was waiting way too much for something good to come. And I, big fragile. Was waiting way too much, it's like an hourglass in you, like trouble, breaking me to pieces. I wanted you to know that every piece broke from you, breaking me to pieces. Cause every time you come around, I feel alive. Now I'm trying, I'm trying.
So that's Imri, Feel Alive, Israel 2017. Actually, one of Rob's favourite entries from that year.
I do like that. And it's quite good for kitchen karaoke.
Yeah.
Which I like to do when I am cooking and I have a glass of wine or a bottle of wine, as often is the case.
Yes. Well, in these circumstances, I don't think anybody could blame absolutely. You, to be honest. Though.
It's good for jogging as well, to make myself look like at least I do some exercise.
Very true. Very true. What I must say, though. Imri was on Eurovision Home Concerts on Friday night, and he sang a rendition of I'm Alive, of mm-hmm. course, and it was sort of like an unplugged version, and I tell you what, he's still got it, you know.
That's also, that's that, and the year before, which was Hovi Star, who just gave me goosebumps when we saw it live, both of those songs were significantly better than Netta, which is just a terrible. It's that's a bit harsh. It's not the best song in the world, I'd put it that way.
No, the meaning to the song.
The meaning of the song's good,
which,
but
shockingly, there is a meaning to it. The Me Too movement, which is fair enough. And, you know, not against that. But, just the I don't want to say tacky, but
it is a tacky song. And actually, it's one of those songs that Eurovision, that non-Eurovision fans who watch Eurovision would think, oh my God, this is just awful. And this is what Eurovision, and that's the thing about those kind of songs. Whereas
you know,
the song. Like Eleni
Ferreira. Which was a good song.
And it was very good.
And that should have won. And the song that won last year, Arcade, was a trumpingly good song.
Oh, yeah, compared
stonkingly
to the
good
year
song.
Before.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
Anyway, yes, it's time to move on.
Right, yes, to...
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Yes, it's time for our favourite moment in the show.
It is indeed, yes.
So if you want to explain what we do...
Well, in a very, very big nutshell, I suppose we get... We have a hat full of years and a hat full of countries, and we mix and match them together.
Yeah. Exactly. So, Rob, would you like to pick a year first out of the first hat?
The world's very
the
exciting.
Dark blue hat.
Oh, the black. There you go. It's dark blue, isn't it?
It is dark blue, yeah.
1995.
Ah, so that was a contest in Dublin and
Norway won with Nocturne.
Yeah. Bye.
I don't know who sang it.
Secret Garden.
Oh, yes. And it's our friend's favourite song, isn't it?
Yeah. And they won Eurovision Home Concerts this week as well.
Oh, did they? How funny. I know it's our friend Nicholas's favourite Eurovision song. Yeah. He lives in Milwaukee, isn't it? So.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. I have a country. Russia.
Oh, my gosh. We're playing Philip Kilkerov's Eurovision song. Dear. Oh, dear. This is hilarious. Oh, gosh. Okay, so Russia were represented in 1995 by Philip Kilkerov, and the song is called Kokoblena Dalai Volkana. I probably murdered the Russian, I'm afraid, so
very
I'm really sorry.
Random translation, though.
Which is translated to...
Lullaby for the volcano.
Yes.
As we all do to our children at night time, we give them a lullaby for a volcano.
So...
Sweet dreams, children.
Now, this came 17th out of... 23 songs,
okay.
And got 17 points. So the song is a dramatic ballad featuring the extended metaphor. Yes. Kilkerov sings to a volcano, urging it to turn back to common sense and joy.
Oh, well, you try telling that to a pyroclastic flow when it's hitting Pompeii.
Yeah, or was it if you're fairly Euclid? The one in Iceland.
Yeah, stop.
Back in 2010.
Stop,
yeah.
Volcano. Be joyful and return to your volcano.
Well, they've said, haven't they? The volcano, one of the many hundreds of volcanoes in Iceland, but Katla's the next one to go, and it's like overdue by about 5 years or so.
We didn't see Katla when we were there, did we?
No, because it's a different part of Iceland.
Oh, okay. I know we went to the one on the south coast.
But you can't just pray for that to not go off. But it's going to cause havoc when
it
does.
Well, it's not near Reykjavik.
No, I don't think so. And to forget, basically, Kilkerov also sings, to forget what you have threatened for centuries, presuming referring to the risk of an eruption.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the volcano is a urge to renounce war, thus placing the song in the contest tradition of pleas for peace, especially in 1995. I mean, poor old Bosnia-Herzegovina was being torn apart, and the rest of ex-Yugoslavia too. But the theme is further developed with the plea to the volcano to listen trustingly to the human voice.
Well, I must have heard this before, but I can't say I remember it, so I'm intrigued.
It's interesting, yes. So, according to the contest historian, John Kennedy O'Connor, and he's written many historical books about the Eurovision Song Contest, Russian television broadcasted in 1995 a contest strongly implied that Philip Kilkerov, who was at the time and still is sort of like one of the best well-known performers in Russia, had the fact that they basically had won the contest, and explained that Kilkerov's performance was shown last and none of the voting was shown in order to give this impression. So can you believe that they sort of like doctored it to make Philip Kilkerov look like that he won Eurovision?
Well,
even though they didn't show any of the voting or anything. Well, they would be happy with Norway's points, because I think Norway gave it 10 points, if I remember rightly. Everybody was really shocked. Anyways, let's move on and listen to Rob's
Random Request, Russia, 1995.
It is.
Lullaby for a Volcano, or Kolibinaya Dyavbl. Yeah, I'm not good. My Russian's not good.
Kolibinaya Dyavbl Volkana.
There you go.
Lullaby for the Volcano. Philip Kilkerov.
Enjoy, no nightmares now.
Спят долины тихим сном, спят рябины над прудом, и дожди, и ветра притаились до утра. Спит великий океан, только ты один вулкан. Огнегривый старик, не умолкнешь ни на миг. Слушайся доверчиво, голос человеческий. Обратись, пожалуйста, к разуму и к радости. Навсегда забудь вулкан, чем грозил бы.
So before we have this week's Eurovision Showcase news, let's play something even more bizarre. Here is Philip Kilkoroff from Russia covering Scott Fitzgerald's Go Eurovision entry for the United Kingdom in 1988. This is interesting and really actually quite good.
I never felt like this before. Seeing you again only makes me sad. I recall the times when we were in love and everything. It makes me so sad. Time is meant to heal the pain I thought was gone. Seeing you again has made it carry on. You were alone with me, then you left so suddenly. He came along.
He came along.
Time is meant to heal the pain I thought was gone. Seeing you again has made it carry on. Yeah. Go before you break my heart. Go before you say I love you.
absolutely beautiful rendition there. Philip Kilkerov with Go, his interpretation of the United Kingdom Eurovision winner. Well, I wish it was. 1988, Scott Fitzgerald. Oh, dear. I'm really digging myself a hole here, aren't I? Because I love Celine Dion, but I also love Scott Fitzgerald and I love that song. I know people think, well, obviously, because I'm a Celine fan, I would just want Celine to win everything, and I do. But Scott Fitzgerald and our entry, gosh, it was great. It was awesome. Yes, so we do have requests still to come, so don't worry, don't panic, I will come with them. But next up,
it is now time to keep you updated on the latest news information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
So just as everyone has settled and is looking forward to the 2021 contest, the Dutch government has stated that no large events will take place in the Netherlands until a vaccine is available. The likelihood of having a vaccine on time is still obviously uncertain, and this led to concern about the cancellation of possibly next year's contest too. Nevertheless, the Eurovision executive supervisor, Jon Ola Sund, is optimistic that the show will take place next year. In an interview with NRK, the Norwegian broadcaster, the Eurovision supervisor is already working to make Eurovision 21 happen again. Jon Ola Sund said that the EBU are aware of the restrictions against the spread of coronavirus, and some of these restrictions may still be in place next year, and therefore the preparations to take place in accordance with those restrictions, and sees that the EBU would be much more prepared to carry out the festival, and if it needs to move to another country, then so be it. Will Ferrell's Eurovision-themed Netflix film is due to be released on the 26th of June. Eurovision Song Contest, the story of Fire Saga, was originally due for May, but has been since delayed because of the ongoing coronavirus crisis. So the date was released and confirmed on Will Ferrell's appearance on the Graham Norton show on Friday night. Very exciting. Now, obviously, last night, Eurovision Europe Shines a Light. That show took place last night. If you have missed it, then please do go over to the official Eurovision Song Contest YouTube channel. And finally, according to the Icelandic business newspaper, Viskoblaðið, reported that Iceland is the country that would host Eurovision Song Contest should Australia win the competition. The Icelandic newspaper reports that an agreement has been signed between the Icelandic broadcaster RUV and the Australian broadcaster SBS regarding hosting the competition should ever Australia win the contest.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at eurovoir.com.
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbean.com or search the show on Spotify, Mixcloud or any podcast app, including Apple Podcast and the Podbean app itself. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Uritotiot. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
We play just the best music. Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
I was 6 feet under for the one and only. Spent the nights feeling bitter, sad and lonely.
Didn't realize how much fear controlled me until you came and loved me like I'm holy. Now I'm ready to give life one more chance.
My heart is beating me to death. I've got an arrow through my chest. I'm so in love.
To turn this over,
let's make stories to talk about when we're older.
Come and rest your pretty head up on my shoulder.
Now I'm ready to give life one more chance.
Hey.
My heart is beating me to death. I've got an arrow through my chest. I'm so in love. I'm
Ben and Tan with Yes. That would have been Denmark's Eurovision entry for this year, 2020. Now, just remember as well, the Eurovision 2020 obviously hasn't taken place, but the official CD is now available. Yes, wherever you get your music, it is there, including I bought my physical copy from Amazon, of course, just to make sure my collection is complete, almost. Yes, I've got all of the CDs, the official CDs, from 2001 onwards. So I could never find the 2001. Ugh, it's really annoying. But unless I wanted to pay, you know, God knows how much money on eBay, and I'm not going to do that. No. Right, time for our first request, and we are going over to my hometown of Fareham. Yes, and we're going to see the lovely Adam Wall. And Adam is one of he's actually mine and Rob's French tutor. Yes, so he's got his own little business, and he's teaching all sorts of different languages. So he offers Spanish, French, German, Italian and Dutch. Yes, so if you want to find out more, then head over to his Facebook page or his website, fareumtutor.co.uk. Right, okay, and Adam's request is one of the best Eurovision winners of all time. It really is up there. Here is Austria 2014, Conchita Wurst, Rise Like a Phoenix, just for Adam in Fareham. Thank you.
Waking in the rubble, walking over glass, neighbors say we're trouble. Well, that time has passed. Peering from the mirror, no, that isn't me. A stranger getting nearer, who can this person be? You wouldn't know me at all today. From the fading light of life,
if you're free. No one could have witnessed what you did to me.
Absolutely incredible. And it was the very first time that myself and Rob jointly went to the Eurovision Song Contest. So it was Rob's first, it was my second. I went with my friend Hannah in 2013. I booked it before I met Rob, actually. And the amazing Conchita Wurst, Rise Like a Phoenix. I could play so many songs from her. I've downloaded her recent album where she's done lots of covers with the Viennese concert orchestra. It's just incredible. Time for another request. We're going to Gothenburg, Sweden. Göteborg, Sverige. Godkväll to Robert Wallström. Robert, lovely to hear from you. And you have requested this amazing song from the Spanish Eurovision National Final 2004. And this is going to get you all up dancing, I'm sure of it. If you're in a car, then obviously pull over and do it. But here is Davina with Como Quieres Que Te Quiera, which means, how do you want me to love you? Well, whichever way you want. I don't mind.
Puede ser.
Isn't that just so much fun? There it is, Davina, excuse me, Como Quieres Que Te Quiera. There we are, from the Spanish National Final in 2004. Now we head over to Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and Javier Liel. Javier has got a request in, and it's lovely to hear from you, obviously, once again. And he would like a request to be played from Magnus Carlsson's 2007 album Live Forever. I'm gonna live forever. Anyway, I can't do that. Anyway, not on the radio. Right, and maybe in the shower, maybe. But Javier, I'm going to play this wonderful song for you. This is from his album Live Forever. So here is Sweden's Magnus Carlsson with I Won't Cry. Thank you very much, Javier. Merci beaucoup. And I Won't Cry for Javier Liel in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Yes, now it's time for what I called Eurovision Gems last week. But Mr. James Brett down in Worthing suggested this one. So here is the best of the rest. I just love that sound. It's brilliant. Always makes me laugh. Right. Quickly, it's now time for us to go to the Icelandic Songs for Kepnin in 1992. Now, this song came second behind Heart to Heart with Neyvayal, but this is the song Karen from Bjarni Arason. And he performed this on Icelandic TV the other day. It was awesome. Gotta check it out. Right, here it is. Karen by Bjarni Arason.
Karen, Karen, fear hate me. Vor í verðum við sér saman á mig. Ég man þú glana klir öldunar mér drjú hvíta strönd heitan andadrátt þinn hjarta slátt ómjúka hönd auð
Yes, our final part of the show is live and kicking. And first of all, I'd like to say thank you very much for listening, and I hope you could join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. And throughout the year, we will be here Sundays at 5 for your injection of European music from the world's greatest and biggest singing competition. So take care of yourselves. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Rafidesen. Fislat. Dobizenia. We'll see you very, very soon. And here is this week's Live and Kicking. It's the last UK Eurovision winner. Yes, Katrina and the Waves, Love Shine the Light, the United Kingdom, 1997, from the Point Theatre, Dublin, Ireland. Toodaloo!
Love, shine light in every corner of my heart. Let the love light carry, let the love light carry. Light up the magic in every little part. Let our love shine a light in every corner of our hearts.